Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 40 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Wind advisory. connected to CMN Network. Winged advisory. Winged advisory. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Wind advisory. Currently connected to CMN Network. Winged advisory. Connected to CMN Network. Winged advisory. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network.
EOH monitoring.
Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory.
NER.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KFASQN listening.
Wind advisory.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Duck November listening.
KFASQN from N8HAZ. Hey, what?
Hey, ATP, we are, this is KFASQN Wyatt from Emerald City. Is your name Joe, I believe?
Yes, sir, it is. Joe, Juliet Asker, November. I'll shoot you an email back in a little bit, but I heard you call out, so I figured I'd come on and say hi.
Well, yeah, hello. I don't believe we've talked before on the air, or at least on this repeater, I don't think, but I just want to say thank you so much for that radio and antenna and stuff. I really appreciate that, like, a lot. Like, I'm at a loss for words, because that was, yeah, really nice of you.
Not a problem, sir. I've gotten plenty of things from people over the years that helped me out with stuff, especially when I was younger, so happy to pay it forward.
Yeah, thank you a lot. That ATone 778, I believe, that's like my dream radio. Since you didn't know yet, I was like, the radio I always wanted ever since my solid 3 weeks of having my license. Even before, I always wanted that Anytone 778. And that base antenna, that is freaking awesome. I did some research on the radio and antenna, and yeah, those are really awesome platforms I've heard, and yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Yeah, that's the exact setup that I was using for my base, the 778 and the same antenna. But I upgraded to a 578 GMR Anytone, so I have two of those radios, so I don't need them both, so I'm happy. I actually heard it, hearing you talking to somebody saying that was the radio that you wanted, so I think it'll go to a good home, so I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, I believe it, I forgot his name. Yeah, I think I talked to him on the KFBI system. KFASQ, I think, yeah. But yeah, I'm super excited to get that radio from you. I'm really happy. My setup right now, I'm actually at my desk. I have like my emergency set up, my emergency kit, you could say. I got my handheld right now, my QRZ1 for like short range stuff, and then a power. It's like a DeWalt power tool battery. You plug it into this like thing, and it provides like power and stuff. But yeah, I can't wait to get that. That's going to be a really good addition to my setup. I'm going to be, yeah, really happy about that.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, those little power inverters are a nice handy little thing to have around. I'm going to give you two, a regular, it's not a Meanwell power supply, but it's kind of like a knockoff, but it's the one that I've been using the whole time with that radio, and it's worked really well for me. So, you know, another one of those things I don't need, so. I'm going to pass it on to you as well. But, I'll have to check and see what I got going on this weekend. And I'm going to email you back. I'll put my phone number in there. If you want to have your parents, give me a call. And then, we can figure something out. I just got to check with my wife and see what's going on this weekend. I can't promise anything, but I can try and get to you.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, I told my parents about that. I don't know if you see my email right now, but since you were going to Emily City or something like that, I talked to my mom and dad, and I don't know if you know, there's like a TFC, Tractor Supply, up in Emily City. I think it's by, no, it's not. No, trust me, I'm not. But it's, I think that's I-69 or M something, but, it's kind of bad, I forgot which road that was, but we got a TSC by there, and that's where I said if that's okay with you and stuff, my mom and dad and I can meet up.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I think it's I-69 and Emily City Road is probably where that's at. I don't think there's a whole lot going on in Emily City, so I'd imagine that's where it's got to be by. But yeah, that's fine. As long as I got nothing going on, I'm thinking maybe Sunday I'll try and convince my my kids to see if they want to go for a ride with me. And yeah, that's fine. I have no issue with that. But like I said, I'll send you a response email with my phone number in there, so that way we can touch base with your parents and hopefully make it work out this weekend.
Yeah, Roger, that'll be really nice. Yeah, I'll give my parents your phone number, so yeah, you guys can figure things out. But I seen the range on it. Well, how I place it, I'm planning on placing that beaker kind of on my like roof of my house, so I can get into the KFDR. If I can do it, I can get it pretty clear with that. Ball thing handheld. It's a Kedwalt radio with a 3-foot tape on it. But yeah, that's awesome. That's again really nice to you. I don't know if you heard me talking on the KFEI, but it was like a lot of things happening at once because I'm East Coast Reflector. I was playing basketball and I got this email, and basically his name is John. He was sending me a UHF roll-up antenna. I've never heard of him, but that was really unexpected. I was really happy about that. And then Ryan messaged me about you wanting to give me that radio, and I was like, a lot of events happening. I'm really happy.
Yeah, last night at the meeting, he told me that he was going to email you. So I'm glad he did that, and I'm glad it got to Tim and got to me. So, you know, worked out right. It's meant to happen kind of thing, you know, I think. So I think that's pretty cool. But I am at where I need to be, so I'm going to have to let you go. And I'll say 7-3 to you, and, yeah, I will get that number to you and see if we can make it happen.
Hi, Roger. Sounds like a plan. 7-3 to you. You have a good rest of your day. And thank you. I appreciate it a ton. And, yeah, you have a good rest of your day. And 7-3 to you. KF8-SQN clear.
KF8-SQN from 8-8-JP. Good talking to you, Wyatt. I'll keep in touch. 7-3.
Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
NHWCB, NHWCB, KYNU.
This is NHWCB. Good evening to you. Well, certainly the weather sure changed. We've had some winds, and definitely feels a lot colder out there. How was the temperature at work today?
You know, if I could get people to answer the phone, it'd be great. But I'll say that it wasn't bad. How was your day?
Yeah, that could be a problem. You gotta have people hands to grab the phones, and willing hands at that. Hopefully encourage these people to be a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more initiative there to grab the phones. That helps out a lot. But we're doing pretty good here. Had to run up to the store and get some medicine. But other than that. Just working here in my den here, my desk lamp, the switch is a short in it, so I'm trying to kind of switch things around, kind of bobbling things around a little bit, but we'll get things in place. Other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you had a good day. Got a good recommendation on a light, a good desk light. I'll have to send you your way, but I've got one for my desk, and expect. It was good enough. I ended up buying one for Leo's desk. So we both have one for our desk, and it's nice. I like it.
I'm definitely open to recommendations there. You know, if you get around, you know, get around to it or remember, that would be great. These old lights we're using up here, I think they're about as old as how long we've lived in this house. I think they're about 17 years old. It's about time probably they're put up in the garbage there. So yeah, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, we just replaced a living room light, just wanting another stand light, so we ended up buying one over at Fire for a decent price. It was buying clearance and something like that. Bought that. You guys wouldn't happen to want another TV, would you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know we still have that other one upstairs here that you've given us originally. The one that's downstairs now is working pretty good. If you can't find a home for it, I guess we could find a spot for it there. I don't know whether you guys just want that smaller TV back. For the kids' rooms or, you know, for the girls' room or something like that.
So Leo ended up finding a really good deal on a TV, and so we ended up getting a TV for the room, and we have an extra TV that is sitting there. It's a bigger TV, so... You guys want a big TV, another flat screen TV, you're welcome to it.
Let me talk to Mom and see. We've talked about perhaps putting when we moved in here, then we had two TVs. We had one downstairs and one up here. And, of course, the switch from analog to digital took place. So that pretty much took out that other TV, so we've never replaced it. We talked about getting, like, a Roku up here or a Fire Stick and using it. So let me ask her and... But, you know, if you can find somebody else, that's great. Otherwise, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a Roku there for it. So, comes with the Roku. You just have to get a remote. It gets took off the remote. We're having a hard time keeping track of the Roku remote, the regular remote, so we have to design a Roku TV, and that way it eliminates one remote, so.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let me talk to Mom. Obviously kill two birds with one stone, and so instead of having to buy a Roku, we could get a remote for it that we could program. But that might be kind of interesting. Like I said, it sounds interesting, but let me confer with the boss on that one.
Okay, no rush. Please tucked away, so if you guys decide that you want it, great, and if not, it's all good. No pressure, no rush. Let us know, and you guys can do that call TV, just throw it out in the garage there, Dad, and Visual antenna. Maybe catch a game or something like that if they play it on analog.
And that could be a CB. Yeah, that's a good idea. They could do that. Or have it outside there and watch it outside on the deck or something. Set up an antenna that way. There's such possibilities, but yeah, we'll see what comes up here. But I appreciate you thinking of us there. Thanks. Appreciate the offer on that.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Not a problem. It's nice to have a TV in the bedroom there. Just kind of kick back and watch a movie or something like that. Some popcorn and whatnot. Kind of sit back, relax instead. Now we have to fall asleep. Not fall asleep in the series. You fall asleep in bed.
That's it. That's it. Danger, you know, what we say, fall asleep downstairs or fall asleep and then having to climb up the stairs and, be kind of awake, but just having to pay attention going up the stairs and that. So, like I say, it's kind of something we kind of pondered about for a little bit. So, it might be kind of cool to entertain that idea again.
Yeah, for sure. So, let us know, and we'll do the same for these TVs that are out there. It's an older TV, but it still works. It still serves the job. So.
I agree on that. Like you say, that would work out very nicely there. And like you say, you're doubling down, I guess, down to one remote instead of having to fumble around with two, and you lose one, and that gets kind of frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, it does. It's good stuff. Do the Tigers have new alternate uniforms?
Yes, I did. That's kind of neat. I think they put a lot of thought into those uniforms. I was wondering whether they would ever, I know they've always put, the classic uniform at home, and I'm glad they've never, tampered a whole lot with it. Pretty much have kept it pretty standard on the road through the years, but it's nice to have the alternate, and the alternate is not far off from, except that the color is, it looks like it's very, very well done. I like it. How about you?
Yeah, I like it too. I think it's well thought out. It's actually kind of surprised me. Detroit's been kind of predictable on their uniforms and kind of pretty close to original. So the Tigers have an alternate uniform. It's like, all right, it's a little different, but well thought out.
Connected to CMN Network.
Roger that. Yeah, the articles that I've read, they've taken the time and they've gotten some input from a lot of different sources, and You know, it's better than just throwing together something. I know that, you know, some of the designs, some of the things that have been done through the years, even to some of the other teams through the years, a lot of people, it seems like it comes back around to, you know, what they originally had in that. And I think the Tigers and the Yankees are the only ones that haven't had an alternate uniform like that. So, again, it kind of brings us up to date a little bit, and it's good for merchandising and such. But I think it's a nice addition there to what they have. It still has the classic, the home uniforms, but yet again, it stays along that line. It uses the color scheme of the team.
Yes, for sure, it does. And it's like, you know, that previous year was, they had like the orange and blue belt, or the more pronounced orange within the uniform. I don't know what year that was. You know what year that was?
Well, I know during the 70s and I think early 80s, they had elastic waistbands that they had. A lot of it was prevalent on a lot of the other teams. The Tigers road uniforms were like that, that had the orange and blue waistbands there on them. And, I think that started, I want to say, 72. And I want to say they got rid of the waistbands like that, but the orange, blue, gray color that they use on the road uniforms has kind of remained through the years.
WAFU.
Hey, son.
Hey, who'd ask? It's a little light.
That's us, John. How's it going today? NAWCB. David, you still there? K8YNU, NAWCB.
Advise me.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm actually just pulling in the drive. That was beautiful, but I was thinking of when you were the last one there. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, again, I'm going to head in here. Appreciate the conversation. I'm home. I'm going to get in, relax, unwind a little bit. It's been a long day. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. So I'm going to go online. But appreciate the good conversation. We'll get here tomorrow. John, if you're still listening, we'll see you have a good night as well. And we'll get you news as well.
Yeah, I'll let you go there, David. Good talking with you tonight. Had a long day. I mean, with the meeting last night, getting up at 3 in the morning, you definitely are tired. We'll let you head on in and get warm and relax and enjoy some dinner, enjoy the family tonight, but get some rest as well. But, 73s and 80s, you and the family, good talking with you, and we'll talk to you again soon. And 73s, see you, Sean, also. WCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Come on, Bruce, tonight. 73. Can you eat one or do something?
KD8IWS. Testing.
KF8FSQ. I hear you loud and clear, IWS.
Very good. Yeah, I just hooked up a radio on a temporary antenna. Do I have bacon frying on?
I don't hear any bacon fry. It sounds like you might have some water running in the background, but it's not noticeable over your voice.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Yeah. I'll. I got to work on my antenna a little bit, but I appreciate the signal report there. I'm not very far from the repeater. I'm just downtown Fenton, so. At least it's working. That's the good news.
Yeah, no problem. I was actually about to hop on and ask for a radio check too. I'm all the way out here on Denton Hill towards Heartland. How are you hearing me?
You are full quieting into the repeater. Yep, absolutely full quieting, clear. Good audio, good voice. Station, come on back again.
KF8DOP, I'm just also up on here. Just listening, you guys sounded really good.
Very good. All right, thank you for the report. You were cutting in out just a little bit, but appreciate your feedback there. And the other station in Heartland, are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. KF8FSQ.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to hit the road here, but thanks to both for coming back and let me know this is working, and I'll work on my antenna a little bit, but that'll be for another day. All right, get on the air, and this is a great repeater to use. Got a good footprint. 7-3, everyone. Have a great weekend. This is Kurt in Fenton, KD8IWS. Clear.
All right, drive safe out there, Kurt. This is KF8FSQ. Clear.
Good weekend. This is KF8DOP. We'll be listening.
Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Currently connected to CMN Network. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.